The Cente's Osteria is that new Italian food truck that's roaming around town. Created by wife and husband duo Alicia and Perry Leonard, the pair are giving Abbotsford a taste of what the food scene in the town has desperately needed. Authentic and homemade, fresh Italian cooking. Up next is the full interview with Alicia and Perry Leonard. For full context, the interview was recorded in August before their food truck and the Taste of Abbotsford event. Now the food truck you can be seen roaming around town, as well as popping up at all the local events. Let's go first name and last name and like position maybe.
Alicia Leonard, Director of Operations.
And I'm Perry Leonard, Culinary Director.
All right, so you guys have started. Now that I know the name is officially Lucente's Osteria.
Lucente's Osteria.
Osteria, okay.
There you go.
Lucente's Osteria.
So it means Lucente's restaurant.
Where did it come from?
My family is from Sicily, and so my family's last name is Lucente. So we decided to do Lucente.
So do you have a lot of like cooking history with your family?
My mom always cooked when I was younger. She was really good at it. She's the full Italian. And like she made all the pastas, everything fresh all the time. She took everything from her great grandma and her grandma. It's never actually been like a career because you gotta think like my great great grandma, she was a stay at home mom, had like 12 kids, fed them all. You know, my Nana was the same. She had 8 kids. Stayed at home, made everything from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. So it was more so just like recipes and passion of cooking being handed down to every daughter.
All your family's recipes?
Perry and I, we did talk to my mom, who did give us some recipes that come from my great-great-grandma. So the recipes are like, they're modernized. Everything is fresh. Okay. Fresh tomato, fresh basil.
Italy lets the flavors of the ingredients come through.
Yes.
Was your family originally kind of more hesitant on you turning it into a career?
No, my mom actually almost cried when we told her what we were going to do. My parents, they've actually owned their own business my entire life. So they're their own business owners, and I pretty much wanted to do that. I knew I wanted to own a business. I didn't know what I wanted to own a business in, but then this happened and I met Perry and everything kind of took from there.
Why did you two decide to do your own thing, and why Abbotsford, and how, and why the way you kind of did it?
We've scouted out Abbotsford before and
okay.
You all need some good food. Vancouver, they have Ask for Luigi, they have Chin Chin. Those places, the pasta is delicious. It's amazing. They make their own pasta fresh. But Abbotsford doesn't have anywhere like that. The Fraser Valley actually doesn't have anywhere like that.
Yeah, we were at Pride Day, and they're saying that there was a place in Mission that did fresh pasta, but they ended up shutting their doors. So we're literally filling a complete void.
I think like with us being in the restaurant industry for so long and working for multiple different companies, we've seen things that are coming from the freezer and prepackaged, pre-made kind of thing and being sold to the public as fresh. And so we actually wanted to create a restaurant that actually gives you fresh food that is made to order and like right there for you.
We partner with everybody local.
Perry and I, we just chose to go with local farmers. So Black Table Farms is one of them. There's Charnwood as well, and Newfeld Farms. We also use Leps.
Yeah, and then we also use Bosa Foods for all of our imported stuff from Italy. We partner with Chaberton Wines, and we add their red wine to our tomato sauce and stuff like that. So like, we kind of use local ingredients to make all of the stuff taste fresh. Good and fresh.
Hailing from Langley, the Leonards realized that with a growing and young population, Abbey is the perfect spot to establish their own roots in the form of a restaurant and food truck within the town. The Lucente's food truck launched at the Taste of Abbotsford earlier in the fall. Now the food truck you can be seen roaming around town, as well as popping up at all the local events.
We looked around different places.
A lot of commissaries.
A lot of commissary kitchens, and then we found the Artisan Food Hub. And it just spoke to us. It was also in an area that we wanted to bring the food to.
Because we've scouted out Abbotsford before, and you all need some good food.
Like, we met the mayor, and he's talking about how, like, it's just a really, really, like, growing area. And we started doing kind of, like, little pop-up kitchen takeovers at, like, Roots and Wings and Langley and stuff like that. We were in talk with, like,
Locality Brewing.
We're there every Friday now. And now that we have that kind of, like, following, and people are coming to these places just for us, we're like, okay, now it's time to move into the food truck. And now people, when we drive by with the food truck, like, hey, I've been there, I know them. Kind of brings them up with us as we kind of grow from a little ghost kitchen to what we eventually want to do for Abbotsford.
What do you want to do for Abbotsford?
Cocktail and wine bar with the fresh pasta.
This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across the nation. For this and more stories like this, go to canada-info.ca.